It was the night of 15th November 2011. At around 10:30 p.m., some 40 to 50 young men armed with rods, swords, axes and other crude weapons surrounded Pachwara, a small Santali village in Pakur district of eastern India's Jharkhand state. Some of them overpowered the young men of the village in order to execute their plans without any hindrance. Five of them entered the headman's house, where a Catholic nun had lived for several years but was thrown out from it by the headman's son. Then they found Sonaram Hembrom, the owner of the house where the religious woman was living then. They demanded of him the whereabouts of the nun, and he said he did not know, as he had just returned from his shift as a dump truck driver at the Kataldi mine. But they dragged him out, tied him, and threatened to kill him if he did not hand over the nun to them. While the armed men beat up Sonaram Hembrom, others entered the house searching the rooms. One of them shouted, "Got her!" They dragged their prey from her bed and hacked her brutally with axe, sickle and spear. In the words of Sonaram Hembrom, they pulled her from her bed. One of them stabbed her in the neck while another hit her with a sickle on the head. They continued stabbing her till she died. There was a long, deep gash from her left ear to her mouth and her throat. Then they abandoned her bleeding body in the doorway with a spear wound on her back. They made short work of the helpless nun in about 10 minutes' time, accomplishing their plan at around 11:30 at night. They fled and shouted "Inqilab Zindabad," or "Long live the revolution," and left behind some flyers in her room to give the impression that anti-government Maoist rebels were behind the murder.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be.
The nun was Sister Valsa John Malamel, a 53-year-old member of the Sisters of Charity of Jesus and Mary congregation. Born in the southern Indian state of Kerala, she graduated from college, and after a teacher's training course, she joined a school in Edappally, Kochi, Kerala. Inspired by the life of the missionaries and the struggles of the poor in North India, she opted to join the Religious Order of the Sisters of Charity of Jesus and Mary, SCJM, which was pursuing such work. She opted to work among tribals, especially women, children and the poorest of the poor in remote villages in Pakur district of Jharkhand. She worked in the tribal villages for about 12 years. Events came to a head when the lands of the tribals were leased for 40 years to a mining venture jointly owned by the Punjab State Electricity Board and a Calcutta-based company, Panem Coal Mines, which held 2/3 of the shares. Sister Valsa began educating, sensitizing and mobilizing the people of Pachwara, Alubera and other adjoining villages to assert their rights against dangers such as displacement, for which the mining company had little or no regard. Under the nun's inspiration and guidance, the villagers finally formed themselves into an organization called the Raj Mahal Pahar Bachao Andolan, RPBA, or Raj Mahal Hills Protection Movement, named after the hills of the area regarded as holy by the tribals. Arun Oraon, the Inspector General of Police for Jharkhand State, who was overseeing Sister Valsa's murder, had spoken to Wall Street Journal reporters about three motives behind Sister Valsa's murder. A week before the nun's murder, Adwin Murmu, a 24-year-old college student from the neighboring village of Alubera, had allegedly abducted and raped Sister Valsa's friend, Surajmuni Hembrom. Oraon said that Adwin may have known that Surajmuni and her family, at Sister Valsa's urging, were scheduled to visit Pakur District's highest authority on November the 16th after police twice refused to register the rape complaint. Sister Valsa was eliminated on the night before the appointment. The second hunch of the police, according to Arun Oraon, was Paisil Hembrom, the son of the tribal chief and others, who were fed up with what they viewed as Sister Valsa's interference in their ability to negotiate directly with the coal mining company Panem. The company was handing out lucrative contracts and benefits to local villagers. Sister Valsa oversaw the payments, but Paisil Hembrom wanted to be Panem's direct contact, according to villagers and the police. The third theory behind Sister Valsa's murder was the Maoists, a rebel group who may have wanted to create a fear psychosis among the villagers so that they back their cause and join their ranks.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord.
Whatever the murder theories, the overarching fact is that Sister Valsa paid the ultimate price for her people, living with and dying for them. 5 years after the ghastly murder, the tribal people among whom she had worked say they feel orphaned even now. "We are in a miserable condition as there is no one now to help us," says Sonia Deheri, who was closely associated with the slain nuns' efforts to protect the land and rights of tribal people in Jharkhand state from heavy coal mining interests. Deheri recalled that the villagers trusted her so much that whenever they faced disease or some family problem, they first went to Didi, as Sister Valsa was affectionately called, before they went to the hospital or the police. On October the 16th, 2015, a Pakur district court sentenced 16 men to life imprisonment for the murder of Sister Valsa. However, an appellate court granted bail to all but one, allowing them to move freely in the villages. The appeal disputes the murder convictions because the men's names were not included in the original police report, although they were later added after witnesses came forward. Sister Valsa's associates, villagers, and Jesuit priest Father Thomas Kavalakat, who helped procure witnesses for the trial, expressed certainty that the young men were bribed by company operatives with money and liquor to eliminate the sister. No official Pan Am employees were arrested. The mining company filed suits against her when she organized public protests of mining on tribal lands. She later negotiated that the villagers get a share of the mine's profits, a rarity among extraction operations on indigenous lands.
Let the lowly hear and be glad. The Lord listens to their pleas, and to hearts broken he is near. For he hears.
Father Kavalakat had noticed a perceived threat to everyone who had defied the culprit's warning and gave witness in the court. For this, the 66-year-old priest is on the killer's radar, since it was he who had encouraged the villagers to testify in court. The witnesses had initially refused to cooperate with the police investigation, fearing for their lives, he told Global Sisters Report. Father Kavalakat, who worked with Sister Valsa since 1993, recalled that the nun had a special love for those at the bottom of Indian society. The mines began displacing tribal people who had survived by seasonal farming in the forest. Sister Valsa knew the villagers would not make it once they were removed from their traditional environment, and she tried to protect their lives and livelihood. Overwhelmed by the desire to help, Sister Valsa requested that her congregation free her to work fully for the tribal people. The superiors agreed, and she moved to Pachwara in 1998, living all alone away from community life. However, Sister Valsa's Sisters of Charity of Jesus and Mary seemed to have forgotten her after she moved out of the convent and did not support her until her death, Father Kavalakat said. Even after her death, the congregation has done little to preserve her memorial, her supporters say. Munshi Hembram, owner of Sister Valsa's house, said nobody from the congregation visited the villagers after the nun died. The congregation's Ranchi provincial Sister Lily Palli Purathu told Global Sisters Report that they did appreciate Sister Valsa's work. It was a special call, and she did so much for the poor, which nobody would have done. However, Sister Palli Purathu admitted there was some disconnection with the congregation, and Sister Valsa worked independently without consulting the superiors. The congregation had given her the option to leave it, but she did not leave, and hence she will continue to be a member of our congregation, the provincial said, adding, they remember Sister Valsa and pray for her.
Proclaim the greatness of God.
program on Indian Sister of Charity of Jesus and Mary, Valsa John, who was brutally murdered 5 years ago in Jharkhand state, came to you in The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.